My brother asked me to provide a solid answer to the bold statement Nina and I have made. Greater than we are the law, the reason and the prize. Nothing happens to us until we intend it. We are super awesome magical creator beings. We shall prove it to any seeker of it. This knowledge, mixed with intention and action, completely saves and repairs all problems and human woes. Greater than. Greater than Kevin and Nina. He asked if we could give one simple answer. We have many simple answers, so we offer you a buffet of one simple answers, thank you in advance. Dash. I like being pushed to deliver more than any other thing. It does not go unnoticed, my brother knows this. _ The call of the complicated and vastness is answered with phone home, things are always simpler and easily answered there, indeed the key must be identified. The simple observable example and proof of intention action created reality, or as you say you get what you got so poignantly in our bloodline video, linked below. In the video you mention consequence. I see the word as mental sequences. Consequences go to awesome creator beings who have faith in sequences and have not yet learned or wanted to consciously consequence anything they want. We create the playbacks and loops and many new second chances by faith in sequences and repeating loops that are false. But by believing in them, we make them integrate into our beliefs and actions. Proving once more, we are awesome creator beings. The awesome video. Our video, your text states our thoughts are creative. Immediately after it states for as many times as you will turn out the lights yourself, then you got what you get, all proving again we agree on the awesome creator being status of humans. Lastly, Ridera Publishing is credited in the video, a group who believes we are in the thought era of mental awesome creator beings. We are simple examples of the power. Every day in every second and in every way, we prove we get what we got. We prove in our thoughts and movements where we are and that we created that. We prove moment by moment we are miracle makers. All kinds of miracles across many spectrums.
Baselines.
Baselines I use plus several more. A number one is unified partnership with the misunderstood creator of all things, not the gods of world, pregnancy slash birth, lifelong commitment to child slash family, enterprises, relationships, outcomes personally, outcomes across communities. Awesome repeats with the sequences. Got what you get proven again in 1248. But he who did not know and did things worthy of a beating shall be beaten with few lashes. For everyone to whom much is given, of him shall much be required, and of him to whom men entrust much, they will require and demand all the more. Dash. Bruno Williams movie W. Ridera, timeline slash bloodline.
Dash. Some miracles.
Why, who makes much of a miracle? As to me, I know of nothing else but miracles. Whether I walk the streets of Manhattan, or dart my sight over the roofs of houses toward the sky, or wade with naked feet along the beach just in the edge of the water, or stand under trees in the woods, or talk by day with anyone I love, or sleep in the bed at night with anyone I love, or sit at table at dinner with the rest, or look at strangers opposite me riding in the car, or watch honeybees busy around the hive of a summer forenoon. Or animals feeding in the fields. Or birds, or the wonderfulness of insects in the air. Or the wonderfulness of the sundown, or of stars shining so quiet and bright. Or the exquisite delicate thin curve of the new moon in spring. These with the rest, one and all, are to me miracles. The whole referring, yet each distinct and in its place. To me every hour of the light and dark is a miracle. Every inch three of space is a miracle. Every yard two of the surface of the earth is spread with the same. Every foot of the interior swarms with the same. To me the sea is a continual miracle. The fishes that swim, the rocks, the motion of the waves, the ships with men in them. What stranger miracles are there?
Dash.
Lots of spaghetti here. Questions on what is published and or validated about Jesus. Second example from a preacher. First is the latest on AI and the top insiders. Pay attention to the initials A arbitrary and the connections to 7, 14 and 50m. I_Nerudia_50m. Download.
Dash.
Disproof of Jesus. Is there proof most of the Jesus story is fabricated? Below is a post from The Educated, do your own homework. Let me give a glimpse of how Jesus might or might not have existed.
And remember, I'm not an atheist, used to be a theist, but has resorted to being a realist, to think for myself and use my own common sense, because this logic was missing when I was a full-blooded Christian, deacon, preacher and board member of a church. Why do we have silence from contemporary writers? To think that a man named Jesus, an obscure, religious teacher, the basis of this great Christ and Christianity, lived in Palestine about 2,000 years ago, might be true or not. Renan and others have attempted to write it, but have failed because no materials for such a work exist. Contemporary writers of his times have not one word concerning him. For generations afterward, outside of a few theological epistles, we find no mention of him. The following is a list of writers who lived and wrote during the time, or within a century after the time, that Jesus is said to have loved and performed his wondrous works: Josephus, Persius, Lucanus, Adrian, Pomponnella, Phaedrus, Philo Judaeus, Plutarch, Epictetus, Petronius, Quintus Curtius, Domes, Senia, Justus of Tiberius, Silius Italicus, Dion Precius, Lucian, Aulus Gellius, Pliny the Elder, Apollonius, Statius, just to name a few. Even Philo was born before the beginning of the Christian era, and lives until long after the entire time of Jesus. He wrote an account of the Jews covering the entire time that Jesus is said to have existed on earth. He was living near Jerusalem. He was there when Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. He was there when the crucifixion with its attendant earthquake, supernatural darkness, and resurrection of the dead took place, when Jesus himself rose from the dead, and in the presence of many witnesses ascended into heaven. Philo was the one who developed the doctrine of Logos, or Word, and although this Word incarnate dwelt in that very land, and in the presence of multitudes revealed himself and demonstrated his divine power, Philo saw it not. How was this possible, that a great writer of note at the time never wrote of these which must have filled the world with amazement, were unknown to him? Why didn't they write anything about this great guy, this guy with godlike status, but not many wrote any of this great personage?